you know what you want for Christmas?
A cute toy.
No, I just want my family back.
That's what I want for Christmas.
We'll see what Santa can do, okay?
It's Christmas, so be of good cheer.
Merry Christmas.
Tis the season to watch telly on Channel 4. Stream now.
Think about cheese. Make your thoughts cheesier. Now add 100% chicken breast fillet, chipotle sauce and a mega cheese melt. And it's giving the new cheesy chicken stack at McDonald's. Did we mention it's cheesy?
Cheese!
Available until the 4th of Jan 2026 from 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary, subject to availability.
Better throw away your iPhones and your laptops and all your smart TVs and maybe even your car, because the CIA has control over all of them and we got the proof.
Put on your tinfoil hat and don't look up, because there's a nuclear reactor on the moon! We got a new space race, folks!
And a man goes missing just outside of Dracula's castle. Will he ever be found?
I want your blood!
And this podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool. So watch this or listen.
Nice.
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
She does it again! How does she do it?
I don't know. I can't explain it.
It's a miracle.
But she done it.
Do you believe in miracles?
Yeah.
I do.
You guys.
So good. All righty.
Oh, yes.
All righty.
Baby, it's cold outside. Oh, it's cold.
You have to stay here. You're mine now.
I have a movie recommendation. It's a sad one.
Oh, no.
Best, one of the, I don't, it's definitely my top three movies of the year.
Whoa.
So stinking good. It will make you cry, though.
Okay.
But you guys will love it. Train Dreams.
Train Dreams.
That one, yeah.
Is that the one that has, that we wanted to watch?
Oh, it's Netflix?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Really good?
It's phenomenal.
Does it end sad or does it get happy ever?
It's happy. There's moments of happiness.
Limited.
Limited.
Does this family
but
die
it's
in
just,
a fire?
It's just life. It's just life.
They die in a fire.
I'm not going to tell you anything about this movie. You have to watch it. But you will love the aesthetic. It's great. It's cool. The cinematography is awesome. It's very like squared off the whole time.
Mm. That's what I saw.
It's so stinking good. The acting is phenomenal. I love Joel Egerton. He's incredible. Also watched Death by Lightning over the weekend.
Sick, oh, yeah, dude.
Crazy.
Pretty good, huh?
Michael Shannon's so phenomenal.
Amazing.
Very good.
Truly.
Michael Madsen, just like, I couldn't stop watching him.
Yeah, so good.
We started Pluribus.
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 Barbie.
What do you think?
Pretty good. It's pretty fun.
It's fun. It's right. A great concept.
Very yeah. Scary to me.
Yeah, it's very scary.
I found it interesting that it started off in a, it looked like a military base.
Yeah.
And then it said air base shut down or evacuation or something.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden they're spraying it.
Chemtrail.
Yeah. Chemtrails, people.
Mm-hmm. Chemtrail hive mind.
Yeah. This is the wild one. How far along are you? What episode?
We just watched the first one.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then I got too scared and we had to watch something happy.
It's great too, though. Don't you just love like the slowness of it? And you're like, what is happening?
Yeah.
So good. Like, what's up? Why do some people die? Like,
wait,
they just can't deal.
We don't want to.
You'll find out.
Ruin it for
you'll
people.
Find out.
Okay, fine.
But it remains a lot of it. It's still a mystery. There's a lot of mystery still.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I guess I ruined quite a bit of it first episode.
Yeah. It's all right.
Sorry, people.
But the teasers were great too, because the only like the teaser trailer that they had was just the girl licking the donut and putting it back and licking the donuts and putting it back. And that was like, what is this show going to be about?
That's crazy.
So good.
I can't with the. I was literally like, ah!
You're all caught
so
up on
scary.
It though?
Oh yeah.
And it remains good?
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where so much isn't happening. You're like, where is this headed?
Okay.
But it's definitely like, it keeps you intrigued the whole time. And you're wondering, because if they do a second season, like it's going to keep. There's definitely stuff that can keep happening.
I'm a fan of one seasons.
I love miniseries that just are one season.
The
like Death by Lightning.
Four episodes?
Done.
So let's say it again.
Yeah. Four episodes? Done. It's the best.
It's so good.
Also, just knowing there's an end in sight and they don't have to purposely drag it on.
Yeah.
I was going to say, do you think money's the problem, though? Like, I feel like a series does really good, has a great first couple, and then someone's like, we want three seasons of this, and the writers were like, we had an idea for, like, one, maybe two. And then it just like it becomes inauthentic and kind of falls apart.
Yeah, yeah. You could definitely tell which ones, which series are those because they'll just
Game of Thrones is one.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones.
Do you see there's a new one?
That's right. Yeah. I don't understand what they're doing.
Yeah.
They had like the, what was the House of Dragon or something?
Yeah, I didn't like that.
Yeah.
Well, makes you wonder with Netflix's new, like acquiring HBO and stuff and like Warner Brothers. I mean, they own Lord of the Rings now.
They own everything. You see?
So it's like, are they going to create another series off of Lord of the Rings? Like something different? I mean, who knows what they're going to do now?
Yeah.
I thought Prime had Lord of the Rings.
No, they have.
Just the rights for that Rings show. Of Power. That yeah. show. The whole they, IP. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Warner Brothers has the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Gotcha. Supposedly, it could get blocked, though, by whatever the monopoly laws are. Like, it's being like looked at right now.
I was just thinking about that. I'm like, isn't that a monopoly?
But
Christopher Nolan?
Is anybody enforcing that anymore?
That's what I'm saying.
Because our whole life is monopolized by BlackRock.
You see, there was the Directors Guild of America, they had a meeting, an emergency meeting. Guess who's the president of the Directors Guild?
I'm going to guess Christopher Nolan.
Christopher Nolan.
Sick.
So he called like an emergency meeting after that Netflix deal.
Mm.
So I wonder what's going to happen.
That's cool. Yeah, fix it.
Does that mean they're going to stop putting as much into theaters?
I don't know, man. I mean, like there's Netflix movies that have had like this year, like Train Dreams was in theaters.
Yeah.
And so they have theatrical releases.
Mm. Still, it's not the same though.
It's definitely not the same. I would have loved to see that one in theaters though.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's a tearjerker, dude. It's such a hard movie to watch, and it's, I don't know, there's moments of it. I don't know. It's just, it's a good one. So good.
Can you just tell me so I can get in the right headspace? Will I leave the movie sad?
Probably.
It ends very sad.
Yeah.
See, I just can't get motivated to jump into something like that.
But it's life. It's a life story. It's like something that's actually happened. If you ignore it, you're running from it. Like this is a true story of just life and love and loss, and it's just such a... It's a heavy one, but also the time period's so cool.
I think I watch movies to escape reality rather than live a duplicate version of depression.
I mean, it's not living a duplicate thing of depression. You're experiencing another person's life through different avenues and different viewpoints, and you're immersing in that experience. And so I think it's like you learn through it.
Yeah,
it does end with a higher note than it does throughout the whole movie.
Okay,
like there's a lot of dread in the middle, but then it ends on a little bit of a.
I do like sad movies, but I have to constantly remind myself that my name is Lily Hooper and I'm not living this person's experience.
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just gotta remember, you're gonna die. You're gonna die.
Nah, I'm not.
You're gonna die.
I refuse to.
Can't. I've tried.
I've tried.
I've never been injured. Never been sick.
Never broken a bone.
Weird. What's up with that? I can hold my breath for 40 minutes.
The people that's like a theory of people that have never broken bones or something.
Yeah.
What about them?
It's like they like.
Oh, I mean, I don't know if they're.
Oh, it's like they've never broken a bone, but they like experience like the world's most emotional hurt or something.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm like, well, try breaking your arm and tell me that doesn't hurt you emotionally.
You're a dynamic one. You're very hurt in all ways.
Me?
You've been very hurt in all ways.
Not emotionally.
Anyways, move on.
I love that subreddit that has never broke a bone. And it's like, they'll just post like all the crazy accidents they've been in or how old they are. And they're like, never broke a bone. But then people will post like, hey, I fell off my bike and I broke my wrist today. And everyone's like, get out of this subreddit now. You don't belong here.
Did you see that there was a sequel to Spider Chat or whatever it is?
The what?
You know, Tim Robinson is a part. What is it called?
Spider League.
Spider League. There was a follow-up to Spider League.
To find the most dangerous spiders.
And they fight each other.
Yeah.
And they see which one is more dangerous. Yeah.
I love that.
And then they had to send their buddy to a diversity class. And they're like, why did he have to go to diversity class? Did he say something bad about a person? They go, no, a spider. And he's like, can you say it here? No, I can't. And he sent an apology video and they're like, try again.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's so funny. It's okay. It's her first time on the pod. She doesn't know.
You guys, enough.
I haven't done anything.
Yeah, Josh, relax on her.
That was, she was in proximity. It just wasn't catching the low end of her voice.
The low end.
The low
end. How low can your voice get?
I in my head, my voice is so deep, and then I'll listen to the show back, and I sound like Minnie Mouse.
Sounds like you're like, wait a minute, is this video on like twice the speed?
I should just go up week over week, just a couple clicks on hers only. Just, yeah.
So she, the people get used to it, and then so people jumping in, they're like, wait a minute, is that really her voice?
Hey, you want a song?
Yeah.
It's the holidays, baby.
It's the holidays. There's a lot of good stories to tell from history. Yes.
Christmas time. You guys just wait for a Christmas episode. It's going to be like nothing you've ever seen before. We haven't even filmed it yet.
It's probably going to be similar to what you've seen before, honestly, for Christmas episodes.
Never.
I don't know. It's, no? Okay.
Big surprise.
Yeah.
Big surprise. Okay.
A lot of people have been talking around town, Josh.
Oh, they have?
Yeah, a lot of rumors, a lot of stories happening.
Oh.
But I have a personal one that I want to share with you today. And maybe you can sing along.
I'll try.
Okay. Because what I heard...
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Or at least that's what people say. The truth is I truly can't believe it. 'Cause her skin is starting to decay. She trotted in through the doorway.
Leaving
hoof prints in the snow. Her big eyes, they were glowing. And her voice was deep and speech was low. Then I saw her sniff the children. Next she walked through a wall. Sat down at the dinner table. Then she ate the turkey bones and all. My grandma is now a skinwalker. Foaming at the mouth with eyes so red. People say she's just getting older. But I'm pretty sure she wants me dead. She's standing in the living room now. Drawing circles on the floor. Grandpa's hiding in the pantry. 'Cause that ain't our grandma anymore. So we decided to call the sheriff. He said, ma'am, just settle down. Granny leapt and snatched his handgun. Then vanished screaming through the edge of town. My grandma is now a skinwalker. Filling the whole town full of dread. People say if you see her walking, just turn around or you'll be dead. Just turn around or you'll be dead.
Oh my gosh. Demented.
Holiday. Christmas. Hanukkah.
Santa Claus. I said Kwanzaa.
I said Santa Claus.
Same.
It's funny that I said that. It's funny because when you said that, I meant another thing.
Jenny.
That was scary.
Thanks.
Hey, it's a true story. For someone.
Yeah, maybe.
What you looking at?
I'm just making sure. I can't see your screen right now with how I've set them up, so I'm just trying to be sure I'm happy with it.
Set them up. Give me the loot. Give me the loot.
Everything looks a-okay.
Everything looks excelente.
Thank you, Mr. Andrew, for checking on my frame.
My camera.
Very, very good.
Yes.
Everyone be quiet.
Oh.
Hold on, something's wrong. Just kidding.
You got it. That was a good one.
You done?
Oh my couch. The chair.
What? Ask your question.
Please don't.
It's the holidays. It could be fun. For some people, it's not. Today's question, sent by a viewer. Hey, Lil. Merry Christmas. Is he the reason for the season?
Oh, man. I wonder who you're going to pick.
What?
Jesus is the reason for the season.
Okay, well, let's not screw up the format. Let's not reword our viewer's question that they've worked hard on. Just answer the question.
Is he the reason for the season?
He being Jesus, yeah.
Don't rearrange the question.
I'm going to. I'm going
have
to.
Some respect for our viewers, please.
There's no context. I can't answer a question.
There's
out
no
of context.
It's Christmas, Lil.
It's Christmas. Obviously, it's December 2025. Is he the reason for the season? Yes or no?
Yes.
I think I'm going to throw... I think I'm gonna do it.
I'm going to pass out.
Don't let her have this much control over you, Josh.
Oh, gosh.
Don't. Look what you've done.
Stop.
Look what you do to him.
Whoa, did I pass out?
You did for a second.
Oh my gosh,
it's her fault.
Lily?
I try to give you context clues. December 2025.
P. Diddy.
Ew.
Yeah, ew.
No, that's not fair. I meant Jesus.
I wish.
Oh, yeah. What you said and what you meant. We're supposed to read your mind now, huh?
Obviously, P. Diddy just came out. He just had a documentary released about him by 50 Cent, and it just talks about the atrocities he's done in this season.
And it's so bad it's number one now on Netflix instead of Stranger Things.
Dang. And you think that he's the reason for this season?
No.
You think we should be celebrating his crimes and his misconduct?
No.
Ew.
I don't think that. Of course
well,
I don't.
Then why did you say it?
I don't think she believes the victims.
Whoa. I do.
Why did you say it?
Why'd you phrase it like that?
If you thought
My gosh.
If you thought Jesus was the reason for the season, you should have just said that, Lil. You should have just said that.
I literally
and you did.
Did.
No, you did it. You said yes. And you're in support of P. Diddy, and it's disgusting.
No. You should have heard Josh scream yesterday, by the way.
What's up?
She's redirecting. She's...
Well, I guess you guys heard it here first.
Deflecting this.
Oh, my gosh.
Lily thinks P. Diddy is a reason for the season.
I don't.
With everything that he's done.
And she blames the victims.
The victims? They're supposed to be victims.
She probably thinks he didn't do anything wrong.
Welcome to the show.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most beautiful creatures.
I said empty your mind.
You were martial arts.
Ninjas attack!
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Holidays come with all types of traditions, some good, some weird, some that you're just stuck with.
My family argues every year.
And mine pretends that the store-bought cookies are grandma's recipes.
I kind of want new traditions.
Same. Ones that don't make you stress and make you want to hide in a pantry.
Pantry is safe.
But seriously, taking care of yourself during the holidays is a huge and a very important thing. And therapy can be a part of that.
Like a reset button.
Exactly. A place to slow down, think clearly, and not get swallowed by the holiday chaos.
Chaos, bad.
And if you're starting new traditions, or don't have any yet, therapy can help you figure out what's important and what matters to you.
So what does BetterHelp do?
They connect you with fully licensed therapists who work with a strict code of conduct.
Easy match?
Yep, all you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, and then BetterHelp's 12-plus years of experience, matching experience, helps you connect with the right therapist that fits your needs.
And if it's not the right fit?
You can switch anytime from their recommendations. No stress whatsoever.
That's a lot.
BetterHelp has over 30,000 therapists and has helped over 5 million people worldwide. And the reviews, it says right here, 4.9 out of 5 across 1.7 million live session ratings. That is wild.
This December, start a new tradition. Take care of yourself.
And our listeners get 10% off at betterhelp.com/ninjas.
That's betterhelp.com/ninjas.
Thank you, BetterHelp.
Andy, you are terrible at buying gifts.
Thank you, Josh. Always a kind and very gentle start to the ad.
It's the truth. It's the truth.
Yes, which is why Aura Frames has helped me save myself from Christmas once again this year.
This is the frame that you can actually use at your home.
Yes, and I love it. We've been adding photos to this thing nonstop. It's actually a gift that you're going to use and that people are going to love. It feels personal without going over the top.
And you panic shop.
I do, and every year I say I'm going to plan ahead, but then suddenly it's December 22nd, and I'm standing in a Costco at empty shelves like a confused dachshund.
I've seen it. It's scary.
So this year, the people that I struggled to buy for, guess what? They're getting an Aura frame because they're actually going to use it.
What pictures are you even putting on that thing?
You know, all the big moments from this year, family stuff, selfies, accidental selfies. The cool thing is, no matter how bad the picture may be, Aura makes it look like a great photo display. Real photos.
Fancy, fancy.
And honestly, the setup was so easy. All you got to do is download the Aura app and then connect to Wi-Fi, and you can upload unlimited photos and videos all year long. You can even preload photos before it ships. So you're buying the gift for somebody, add the photos, and then it ships to them, and they open it up, and then boom, it's already there. So it feels personal right outside of the box, baby.
And you add too many photos.
Yeah, but they look incredible, Josh. I mean, the frame adjusts to the room, and it plays live photos.
And it comes with a nice gift box with no price tag.
Exactly. It looks like I planned ahead all along, even though I didn't.
You didn't.
Nope, but Aura helps me look like the kind of guy that has his life together, even though I don't.
So, you can't wrap togetherness.
But you can frame it, and Aura makes it super easy to do.
For limited time, save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $35 off Aura's best-selling Carver Matte Frames, named number one by Wirecutter, by using promo code NINJAS at checkout.
That's A-U-R-A, frames.com, promo code NINJAS.
This deal is exclusive to listeners and frames sell out fast. So order yours now to get it in time for the holidays. Support the show by mentioning us at checkout.
Terms and conditions apply.
Getting older is weird.
Yeah, it's like you wake up one day and then suddenly you feel like your body quietly just slid in a complaint on you.
Mine filed too.
For me, it was just like the little things, like my joints feeling stiff. I wouldn't be able to bounce back as much as, you know, right after workouts. My skin is not as fresh as it used to be. You know, just small reminders that time is real and our little time on Earth is limited.
And time is rude.
But that's why I like Bubs Natural Collagen Peptides. It's one of the few things that I've actually added to my normal routine that actually makes a difference and that I notice. Stronger joints, healthier hair, smoother skin, and all the stuff that aging tries to steal from us.
Wait, so you take this stuff every day?
Every morning, and it mixes super great. There's no clumps, no weird texture. Every morning, and it mixes clean. There's no clumps, no weird flavors. It just disappears to whatever you put it in. Coffee, water, smoothies, protein shakes.
You know, that does matter.
It does, and Bubs keeps things simple. No sugar, no fillers, nothing extra. Just good, clean collagen that your body can use, baby.
It's solid stuff, folks.
Yeah, and it's third-party tested. The NSF certified for sport, Whole30 approved, and sustainably sourced from grass-fed cattle. You can feel the quality when you use it.
And people like it too.
Over 100,000 customers, and it was voted 2024's best collagen by health.com. I mean, that's legit.
Very.
And one more thing, the brand honors Glenn Bub Doherty, a former Navy SEAL and hero. They donated 10% of their profits to charity in his name. That connection gives the brand purpose beyond the product.
And that's meaningful.
Honestly, if you're feeling the effects of getting older, even just a little, there is a simple, real way to support your body. Not hype, just helpful.
Live better longer. For a limited time only, our listeners are getting 20% off at Bubs Naturals by using code NINJAS at checkout.
Just go over to BUBSnaturals.com and use code NINJAS, and you're all set, honey.
After your purchase, they will ask you, where'd you hear about us? Please support our show and tell them that we at Ninjas of Butterflies sent you.
Thank you, Bob.
Dude, I do want to watch that documentary, though. Did you see what 50 Cent was saying about it in the interviews?
Interviews are hilarious.
They're so funny. He's like gleeful.
What do you think Sean Combs will think of this documentary? He said, he's smiling. He's like, I think he'll like it.
You know, he's purposely going on news stations that are only being broadcast within the prison.
No.
So it's
way.
All like, wow. It's all like the big, like they're not showing like Today or Good Morning America. He's like, he found like the local channels that the prison gets.
Wow.
And he's going onto those really small interviews.
That's amazing.
Incredible the amount of like, just like pettiness
malice
this guy has,
yeah,
towards finding the truth, sharing the truth, and bringing him to justice. It's crazy.
I don't know a ton about it, and I haven't watched it yet, but I saw a thing about how he got all that footage. And tell me if this is true. It was that Diddy hired somebody to kind of be tracking along with what's going on. We lost the case. 50 was like, I'll buy that footage, and literally flipped the entire catalog of film.
I heard something like that. Yeah.
P. Diddy has sent a cease and desist letter or desist letter, whatever that is, to Netflix saying basically like, take this down. This is stolen footage. Can't do this.
But he didn't pay for it. That's right. That's what happened. He didn't pay the videographer. That's what I heard. The videographer was like, basically, I've got all this stuff. Like, you have an invoice that's like unpaid, and he just literally ghosted him. He's like, I'm not paying. And then 50 was like, I'll buy it all.
Wow.
And so closed the invoice.
I finished the documentary, and it's a wild one. And that's what P. Diddy's track record is. He strings people along forever, doesn't pay them, promises them this. And it's just, you'll get fame, but no fortune, basically.
Wow. Gotcha.
He's strung along this one guy, produced his last album right before he was getting arrested and everything. For over like 2 years.
Jeez.
Took him away from his family, his kids, assaulted this guy, drugged this guy.
Oh, gosh.
All this stuff. And the guy has to come out and basically just like admit, like, you know, like be in his mind, he's being humiliated. Like, he's embarrassed by like how much P. Diddy just took advantage of him over this whole time. And,
but really, he was exploited. He was like totally 110% abused and exploited.
Batman.
Dude, his production company was Bad Boys for Life. Bad Boy.
Well,
Bad Boy Productions.
We should have known. We should have seen it.
It was there the whole time.
But he, no joke, they have the proof and everything, and people like eyewitnesses of saying like he organized the thing on Tupac. He held Biggie in L.A. longer than he was supposed to, and that's when he got, you know, shot and everything. It's like, it's bonkers.
Wow.
How a dude was murdered in P. Diddy's bathroom like 5 or 10 years ago, just in his bathroom, and then like paying people to take the fall for it. It's crazy.
Crazy.
The dude's just complete psychopath.
Very sad.
Speaking of complete psychopath, this guy's actually a cool psychopath.
Oh, yay.
I saw his TikTok. It's a Sunday Nobody. Mm-hmm. And he just did, I just started watching him. I'm like, what is this about? Insane what he did. So he's just like, I guess he does like art projects or like art installations.
Okay, yeah.
but he's like, I wanted to put something in the ocean near Greece for people to discover thousands of years from now.
Okay.
And he's like, and no one has, they said they don't know where that statue is, the man throwing the disc, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that statue. No one knows where that statue is.
I didn't realize that was missing.
It is.
Me neither.
How
do we even know about it?
I don't know. But I guess the original, I should say.
Oh.
So he basically made the man with the disc.
Yeah.
And then put handsome Squidward's head on it.
Hilarious.
And then, but the whole, it was just a TikTok. It wasn't like a long video. And then he like went and talked to a company in China and made a full replica size of this out of bronze.
Amazing.
Bronze statue. He had two of them made. And then he had like, I think he said like 200 little ones made, which you can buy on his website now.
So cool.
But then he like made this like fake ID for this university, and then like just so we could go talk to a professor to see how impactful this copper statue or bronze statue would be in the ocean.
Yeah.
So he talked to this oceanographer guy or whatever, like for an hour or something, got all the information. He's like, okay, it'll be fine to put in the ocean. And then he flew it or he shipped it from China to Greece, flew to Greece, got a box truck. Him and his buddy went and they bought a bunch of floats and met two dudes in Greece that would help him. Tied it to a boat, drug it to the middle of the ocean, and just dropped it.
That is so funny.
And so it's at the bottom of the ocean, just handsome Squidward with this discus.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Some, or was it Sunday Nobody?
Dude, 200 years from now, a podcast just like us. You'd be like, guys, you're not going to believe.
I know.
This is what humans used to look like.
Dude, but you know what's like funny to think about is how many times did something like that happen and it's a piece of art that we celebrate now? Like that was total satire.
Yeah. Like the terracotta army. Like
yeah.
Just one big prank.
People are going to freak out when they see this.
It's like a storeroom from like a play.
Yeah.
It's all the props.
Did you see that guy that was like visiting? He was in China and his like wife was filming her husband like going through like this like antique shop in China. And she's like, I love my husband, but he is obnoxious about just like buying like knickknacks and stuff like from different countries. And it's like, look what my husband just bought. And it was literally a terracotta statue.
It was a full size replica. Full size replica.
Made of terracotta and everything. And no joke, he's like had it shipped to their house America. I was like, that's such a cool move.
That's sick.
I would do that.
Yeah, dude, for real. Just
throw it up in here in the studio.
Yes.
I love treasure hunting. I think it's so fun. We're not Star Wars people, but I just saw on Facebook Marketplace, they're selling a full size prop of one of the characters, and I was like, that would be so weird in your office. You should get it. I
know, the flying guy.
Yeah, you saw it too. We have like the same Facebook.
Anakin Skywalker.
That guy?
Darth Vader?
No. Maybe.
Anakin and Darth Vader are the same person.
Hey, man, I'm your father.
yeah, okay, Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Okay. Doesn't really sound like that, but you know, that's.
You know what I'm talking about.
Sure, I think. Yeah.
Check out my green sword and my pointy ears.
Not really. Okay, not really. I'm not sure if we're talking about the same movie. Think of Jar Jar Binks?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Speaking of Jar Jar Binks.
I'm listening.
You hear the allegations toward him? Not good. Him and B. Diddy.
Oh, no.
It's terrible.
Really?
Yeah.
You know Lockheed Martin has a facility in Orlando?
Yeah.
Nuh-uh. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, my brother's been to it.
Yeah, my cousin worked at it.
And?
Yeah, I knew a guy that saw it one time.
We have a family friend that was pretty high up.
Yeah, like Martin. Super high up.
Okay.
We can't. I probably shouldn't say their name.
It was your dad.
We won't.
Why does it matter?
My dad.
It's my dad. He owns Lockheed.
But apparently, they had to evacuate the building the other day. And there was a bunch of dudes in like full on hazmat suits. And so this person that worked at Lockheed Martin, I asked him at a Christmas party this past weekend, do you know what's going on? And she's like, oh no. She's like, I actually talked to someone there yesterday and they didn't mention anything. And she's like, but if it's the building of
the manufacturing plant, yeah,
where I think it is, whatever's happening, like if they had to evacuate, not good for what's inside. I said, What are you doing? She said, I can't tell you anymore.
What?
Oh my God.
We live right here.
No, no, that he said she.
No, I mean, he's.
No.
Can't
she,
be right.
She? Do she I have to was super high up.
Do I have to edit that?
No.
I think
no.
You've mentioned on the pod before.
Yeah.
Yeah, like several times.
She's amazing.
So.
She is amazing. And I made a gift of a spatula and a butter knife, and she took it in the White Elephant Exchange.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
It was a handmade gift exchange, which I love.
That's a really good idea. Those would look dope, by the way.
I know.
Yeah, but the dudes, let me show you the picture. It was crazy.
That's scary,
it was like,
dude.
Wesh, too. These guys are in hazmat suits at Lockheed Martin in Orlando. I'm like, what?
Maybe they're opening a portal.
They're just chilling.
Yeah, it's sketchy.
Looks like they're stealing ET.
But they're like, everything I found was like, oh, there was like a little fire, but no, it's okay. No one's hurt. And everything's fine.
Yeah, just a little tiny fire at Lockheed Martin.
But she said if it's the building she thinks it is, no bueno.
What could it be?
Alien bomb.
Alien bombs? Poison?
That's
clones?
Something.
They're involved in daggum everything, so it's hard to know.
Yeah, literally everything.
Yeah.
You guys see this?
I can't see what that is.
So just raising it higher.
Yeah, it's super tiny.
Wait, let me make it brighter.
The words are so far.
You don't need to read the words. Look at the picture. You see that mixing with that?
Mm-hmm. What is that? The green water, blue water?
The tide line?
The green water is the Mississippi River.
Yeah.
Going into the
ocean.
Ocean.
Okay.
It's yuck.
Well, it's just brackish water.
No, it's got a bunch of stuff in it. Sewage and stuff.
Don't talk about Mississippi like that.
And take it back. Literally the ocean is going, no thanks. They're not mixing.
I mean, it
because
always,
of how yuck it is.
It always does that.
Well, it's on the news right now about that, guys.
So ocean is racist?
Dang.
The ocean doesn't want any pee-pee poo-poo in it.
But what about all them fishes?
They don't want pee-pee poo-poo.
Speaking of pee-pee poo-poo, you guys see Zach, was it Zach Brown? Played at the Sphere.
Dude, what is up with this guy?
Who's did that? You see that?
What's going on?
He did the gospel album too, right? Is that the same guy?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
We can't play
Toes in the Water, Butt in the Sand.
But he played at the Sphere.
Okay.
And he did one part of a show was literally the Sphere. It was hell. He was playing in hell with a bunch of creepy things. Hold on.
How do we get here for country music? I know people evolve over time, but it just seems like you're just trying way too hard to push such a weird narrative.
Yeah.
I mean, you have this like big skull guy with like literally like this like weird spiky crown. It's super felt super demonic imagery. I don't know.
Yeah, look at this little. I just said
I just turned my phone turned. But you got to watch it play. It's.
Yeah, don't do the music because it will get flagged. But it's just like a bunch of like dead people crawling on the cage.
Well, I haven't seen that.
And then like just a giant skeleton man.
Oh my gosh.
What the heck? No, I didn't. I just saw the like.
You see like he's wearing that crown thing?
Dude.
Weird.
And he's playing country music?
Yeah.
What? I mean, he originally was, but I think they've kind of like switched over to doing more rock stuff now, but it's just, it's weird.
Okay. Yeah.
But we're talking about it, so apparently it's helpful for him.
Oh my gosh.
That would not be fun.
Did you guys see the Brandon Lake concert where he had the Bale too? He had like a big picture of Bale and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was like, but the whole song, like if the whole, you saw the whole thing, it like leads in like the light winds and stuff. So it was like telling a story.
That makes sense.
But like out of context, yeah, 100%. People are like, what are you doing?
On earth? That makes sense.
Yeah, it was strange.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah, gets people talking, dude. What are you going to do?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Hey,
nada.
Did you hear about the CEO of Columbia Sportswear?
No.
This is the funniest video I saw. Did you see this?
No.
He went on the internet, made a video, and he said, I'll give someone my company.
Oh my gosh.
His company's worth $3 billion. He said, my $3 billion company, all its assets, for any flat earther to go to the edge of the world and take a picture.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
He just was sick of it and just.
Yeah, I don't know what made him be like, I'm so tired of these flat earthers, but I'm going to.
Did this get posted like really recently?
Yeah.
Like after a family Thanksgiving conversation?
That's what that's where my mind went.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what? I'm so sick of these kids.
My grandchildren are idiots. Thinking the earth is flat.
You think the earth's flat? I'll give you $3 billion to prove to me it is. I bet people were just like, dude, AI images and stuff. Like, Venmo me.
Come on. But yeah, he was just like, I'll give you $3 billion, my entire company. Just go take one. He said, I just need one picture.
Yeah. That's super funny. There's this, I can't remember his last name. His name was James something, but he was big in like the 70s and 80s, and he would go on like talk shows and he had his own show, but he had a $1 million reward for anyone who could come on and prove that magic was real. And like people would go on there and he would do everything he could to study this person and to figure out like their, like how they did it. And so he would get on the show and they would perform their trick. And he's like, actually try this deck of cards. And he's like, something's not working. I can't do this here. But it was just fascinating because he was literally like, I will give you $1 million of my own money to, if you could just show me, just prove it once, just one little thing. And I can't, they couldn't do it.
Dang. And you get like the Countess Changement coming on stage.
I think that your cousin Riley is actually magic.
Dude.
What?
We should just get Riley on here to do his card magic.
Yeah.
It will blow your mind.
We need were literally to. Like I mean, this.
He makes David Blaine look like a fool.
And his personality is probably so good with it as well.
He's like, he's always pretending like, oh my gosh, like how did that happen?
He does this one thing.
But then he's like schooling all of us.
Yes.
Truthfully,
he's the best.
He did one thing, which I probably think about at least once a day. A whole deck of cards. And he had a shuffle them, blah, 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 shuffle them. And he says, I'm going to separate them into red cards and black cards. Mm-hmm. He said, but you're going to tell me which one goes which pile. Deck's upside down. He said, and you go red, 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 and you go black. And then he's just doing what
you're
doing.
Mixing it up.
I'm mixing it up.
Oh, man.
And I'll try to like flip them over and it's dead on. And I'm like, there's no way.
I literally have no idea.
There's no way.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. We got to get him back on, dude.
Dude, it was insane.
That's awesome.
I know.
Yeah.
When did he start learning like card tricks and
dude,
stuff?
Dude, he just teaches himself everything. He's amazing at guitar.
Dude.
He's just like self-taught.
Yeah.
And magic tricks, apparently.
Yeah. That's the most like humble magic trick doer in the world, too. It's like all in humility. Is he like schooling you with these tricks? It's amazing.
That's so fun. I think, that'd be also such a cool evangelism, like street evangelism like thing. He's like, you're showing people magic and then like talking to them about Jesus during it.
Yeah.
And it's like blowing their mind right there.
Jesus is having me do this magic. Jesus gave me this gift.
Yes, he did.
Speaking of gift, did you guys see that clip from the World Cup drawing?
No, what?
So there's this, it's the, also did Trump win like the FIFA Peace Prize or something?
I'll look that up. I don't know anything about that.
I saw him doing something with it, like drawing. What was that?
It was like for the brackets for the World Cup.
Oh, cool.
And they had the, I guess, I don't know.
The group stage.
Group stage, yeah. And they had like the Prime Minister of Canada up there. They had the Mexican president and then Donald Trump up there.
Mm-hmm.
And they were drawing the first names. Guess who the Canadian Prime Minister drew?
Who?
Canada. Guess who the Mexican president drew?
Mexico.
Donald Trump.
USA.
And there's just a bunch of balls in there, and they're like, so like.
But wasn't it clear, and you can obviously see it? I thought it was like something you cracked open and you looked inside, but it was just the ball.
Yeah, I bet. What was there an explanation for that?
So what they do for, yes. I mean, what's happening right now is all over social media, people are like, there's like a dude in the stadium reacting, and the first time he's like, oh, that's weird. The second time he's like, dude, are you serious? And the third time he's like, this is all rigged, and he's losing it. And so the trend right now is this whole thing is corrupt and whatever. But the reality is they're the host nations, and because they're hosting, like they, each one of them will be in one of the different groups. So they are pre-selected as like group A, group B, group C. So there's not a drawing for each of those nations. So it is just a parade of those different.
What a weird way to do it, though.
That's the problem. And it's so like the optics are terrible.
Yeah.
And because Trump's like being goofy when he does it. He's like, I wonder who this could, you know.
Sucker.
But that's all it is. And so the other teams in those group stages are selected in that manner randomly.
I see.
That's so the first team in each group is a host nation. And that's how that worked. But yeah, it got me going. I was like, because it's like less than a 2% probability that could even be pulled off.
Yeah.
So.
Anyways,
I just finished Ted Lasso, all three seasons.
Oh, really?
Pretty good. Pretty good, which made me actually want to start watching a little bit of soccer.
Well, good for you. Good job.
Good timing.
Yes, that's what I was looking for.
Gotcha.
did you see the, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good. Right? But I just need help picking a team. I think this is something we need to figure out. How do I pick a team?
Obviously, Haiti. Underdogs.
I mean, but like, this is a team for life.
Oh, I see.
I need a team for life now. I need to sit down and fall in love with the team.
My team since I was little was Brazil.
Brazil.
Okay. Yeah.
What's your team?
Okay. Well, I like watching Spanish. Are we talking like international? Or are we talking
For the World Cup.
For the World Cup, Barcelona has a ton of players on Spain. Like Pedri, Lamine Yamal. Like they're just fun to watch. So I'd like to see them go all the way. But obviously, I'm pulling for the U.S. Like I actually... they just switched the tactics like really recently. They switched they put five in the back because we have weak defenders. And literally we lost a game. I think it was South Korea we were playing. We lost 2-0, but they made the change halfway through. And since that change, we've looked dangerous. And so I think the coach has kind of cracked the code and figured some stuff out. We started winning games with like some of our B players. So I'm excited.
Argentina's your team?
Spain.
Spain. Spain. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Spain. I got to do some research. People in the comments, let me know who I should, who my team should be.
Ireland.
Ireland would be cool.
It'd be cool.
I got to figure out my ancestry first. Maybe that'll help me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good.
You have to be Russian.
That would be so cool if it like, what if I was like 100% Russian? Like, how is that possible?
Speaking of Russian, though.
Don't say it.
There's this movie that I saw someone talking about, and I've never heard of it, and now I really want to see it. They say it's one of the best World War II movies ever created.
Ooh. And you've never seen it?
I've never seen it. I thought I've seen them all.
Yeah.
It's called Come and See.
Come and See.
It was made in 1985. And it was directed by Elam Klimov. Klimov? I definitely mispronounced it, but whatever. But what's crazy about this movie...
watch list. Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Come and See, it's named after Revelation 6, verse 7, when it says, and when he had had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on it was death, and hell followed him. So this movie is about come and see, the pale horse. But apparently this director wanted true fear from these actors, especially the main actor, who was a 14-year-old boy.
Mm-hmm.
And what they would do is in the majority of the scenes, they would use real bullets. So there's a shot where this kid drops to the ground and you see like they're shooting over his head.
Oh my gosh.
Real explosions, real terror. And they said that the theme of this movie, like they use like constant ringing, like, and just sound like boom, like sounds. And they would cut the soundtrack at some parts to make it feel so eerie.
Yeah.
But apparently it's super heavy, and they said what's creepy about it is the little kid actor, which I am not going to, Alexei, I'm not going to say his last name because I really cannot say it, but 14 years old, they said that you can see that he aged emotionally from the beginning of the movie to the end. Like he actually looked like he aged from
That's just so sad.
In fear.
Yeah. Golly, dude.
Poor kid. He's like, Mom, I really don't want to go to work today. And she's like, you have to sign a contract.
Yeah. Oh, but they made the director literally sign documentation that said that he would not. Yeah. So Klimov had to sign papers verifying he wouldn't permanently traumatize the child.
And do you think that promise?
Yeah. Like, how do you
gauge that?
I mean, the kid is now an actor. Like, he's continuing to act.
Oh, he is? Okay,
yeah.
Wow.
In full-time therapy.
I was going to say, actors never have a history of, like,
trauma.
Poor mental status.
Anyways, you should watch the trailer. It looks nuts.
I just want to watch the movie. I don't even want to watch the trailer. I want to just, because it's been on my wrist.
Because I
go, every time I just have, like, a folder on TikTok. And so every time I go through that, of all those recommendations that I put on my letterbox, a watch list. And when I have no idea what I want to watch, I know those movies were recommended by good people, so it's like going in blind, especially something like that.
It's super brutal.
Yeah.
Like, really brutal. Like, it showed the atrocities of the Soviets and the Nazis.
Jeez.
Real bad.
Real bad.
Bad stuff.
Hey. That's life, baby.
That's life.
That's life.
That's life.
That's what all the people say.
Speaking of people saying, did you know that?
Don't go anywhere!
Hey y'all, it's Rave Damsey, your merchant apparel advisor. Listen, it's the end of the year gift season, and some of y'all are acting like buying a present is rocket science. Well, newsflash, Sunday Cool is your one-stop shop. You want customizable mugs? Boom, we got them. You want shirts? That's literally what we do. Hats, beanies, custom sticker packs, yes ma'am, yes sir, yes whatever. And if you're too indecisive to make custom stuff, hit our swag store. We got gear there that'll make you feel cooler than a flamingo on a spring break. Hear me out. You complaining all the time about you not being able to find a gift for your loved ones or for your team is a lot like my pit bull playing the piano. I don't want to hear it. Go to Sunday Cool, get the goods, make the people happy. It's that simple. Treat it like Christmas magic. Minus that one weird uncle that smells like beef jerky and regret. Sunday Cool. End of year gifts, done and done, darling. Is that good?
Great.
There's a funny Family Guy, you know, that cutaways that always Family Guy did. People like, this reminds me of the this time. And they would cut away to a really funny scene. Sometimes they'd be watching TV and it'd be like, and now back to 2.5 Men. and it was just two guys and the guy that was cut in half, and their two guys were screaming, and they're like,
classic.
Classic.
You're right there?
Yes, I did not prepare a question. I have old
what are,
ones.
What are we doing?
Guys.
It's the only consistent segment we have.
I know.
You and Drew's.
Who even likes this, though?
The people.
The people.
I don't know. Let the people answer.
I do.
Oh, I'll put more effort into it.
We have to come up with a song. We have to come up with a question. We have to come up with topics. And you have one question. One question.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
I have a question that from the past.
You know what? I don't even want to hear it. All I want to say is
question, corner, question, corner, question, corner with Lily. With the questions are fresh on her mind.
Very fresh on her mind.
Let me know if I did ask this already. Okay. Would you rather be forever homeless or never be able to leave your house?
Forever homeless. That sounds terrible to not leave your house.
I know.
Yeah, I guess you could technically be homeless and be a renter, so.
No.
You would have a home.
What's the definition of homeless?
You don't have a home. You don't have a home. People that rent houses are not homeless.
Homeless people rent hotel rooms.
Their culture is not your costume, okay?
You cannot live indoors.
I'm winning that on a technicality.
Nah, you can't rent an apartment. That's not homeless.
People that rent are not homeless.
I've literally talked to people who were for sure homeless.
That lived in a home?
And were renting hotel rooms.
Well, yeah.
You said an apartment, though.
Yeah, you said you would rent an apartment. No, at first you said apartment.
I'm just going to drink my coffee.
Rewind it back.
Okay, now I have another question.
I feel like that's a tough question because it's like I would hate like having a conversation with somebody who's unhoused or homeless or whatever word you want to use and saying I would rather live your life than be stuck in my home forever. Can I trade your house then?
Oh, yeah, that is like challenging.
It's all Lily's fault.
Well, what if the homeless person says, yeah, same. I would hate to be stuck in a house.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you rather always have a blister on the side of your ankle or a canker sore on the inside of your lip?
Blister, anchor. Anchor.
On your ankle?
Anchor.
That's easy.
Okay. Yeah, if you did it like on the bottom, like on your toe or something.
Do you mean heel or ankle?
I mean right here.
Yeah, she means heel.
Where it clips on. Well, it's like right behind your ankle.
I wear Crocs, so it'd be fine. I'd be okay.
Lippy floppies. Anyways, thanks, Will.
Did I ever tell you about the time I used to...
You're so mean.
I used to be an RA, like a...
At school?
That's where it came from. At a homeless shelter in college where you'd like sign up and like there was a homeless shelter and you'd have to get there like at 6 or something. You'd do like breathalyzers for everyone and then you would host like 50 guys upstairs and you would have like one college student be downstairs and they would just have to like be in control of all these people for overnight. And my first night I had to call the cops because I had a guy on bath salts crazy at me, yelling and cussing, screaming at me. And I was like, this is how I die. This is it.
Oh my gosh.
It was terrifying.
How do they behave when they're on bath salts? I thought they ate people.
Oh, I mean, it was just manic. Oh, it was absolutely manic. And he was like trying to push people, fight people. And I was like trying to like control the situation because everyone's just kind of, you know, you have people that have been there and they're experienced and they're mature about it and other people that just get triggered and so they start fighting back and you have an 18-year-old kid.
Oh my gosh.
Who's just trying to control the situation.
Nuts.
And it's just, he's in my face. I was terrified, dude. Yeah. I was calling 911 like behind my back and everything. And then every time you turn his back and start yelling at somebody else, please call me right now. Oh yeah, what's going on? And they're just, it was terrifying.
That is so
first
scary.
Night.
I'll never forget my dad reading the newspaper when I was a kid for that story in Miami of the guy that took bath salts and ate a person.
Yeah.
And he's like, there's real life zombies.
That freaked everyone out. That was the scariest thing.
I'm freaked out now that she said when I was a kid.
I
know.
2 years ago?
When was that?
I mean, I was a kid.
I'm going to guess. 2013.
Wasn't there a connection with a guy in Miami that went crazy on bath salts or something or drugs that was like a part of like a CIA informant or something?
2018.
12.
Ooh, I was close.
Ooh, you were 1 year out of high school?
Yeah.
So I wasn't a kid. I was 15, a teenager.
Paige and I had been dating for 2 years.
Wow.
Nice.
I got married that year.
A fantastic book to read to understand what homeless people go through is a book called Under the Overpass. Really good book.
Put on my list.
It's this guy who was basically, he was sitting in church one day and was talking about caring for the least of these. And he's like, what would it be like just to live homeless? There's so many homeless people. He's like, so he's just going to live as a homeless man. And so he set up this goal, like live for like a year as a homeless dude. And he moved to like 4 different states to experience it in each state, mm-hmm. or like 4 regions of the United States. And it's crazy. I mean, it's so insightful and like it really makes you try to be more intentional with people that are homeless. Cause like at the end of the book, he's just like, you start to feel not human.
Yeah.
Just the way that people treat you.
Oh, he's I like, can't imagine. Yeah.
He's like, it would make my day if someone just looked me in the eye or mm-hmm. said hello.
Yeah.
And he's like, but they don't, you just get treated like trash.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's also, you have no idea what a luxury it is to just use the restroom.
Mm-hmm.
He said, it's so difficult to find a restroom. So you just end up having to go on the street.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Really good book, though.
I hate it.
Speaking of good books, Andrew, hit us with that beat.
No. Books. Brrrr. I just got a reel. And he's going to ruin. Hold tight. Don't be scared. It's all right. Good job.
That was insane.
Good job.
Literally last night we were leaving and it was raining. We were leaving his parents' house and he slipped a little and he went literally like, ah! Scared him so bad that he slipped.
While you were falling?
Yeah. But
he caught himself.
I'm like, oh! But I was like,
such a funny reaction to slipping.
I know. We were again, like, the girl was like, why did I yell like that?
What?
Oh my goodness.
That's hilarious.
All right. I'm going to have to turn my phone around. I don't know what's going on. It won't let me send videos to the group. I think Andy's just tired of watching the stuff that I film and he's figured out a way to block this.
The what? The chat?
Yeah.
How?
No, I don't know.
The what?
The what? Yeah. Here we go. So this is out of this is in Texas. I just think this is sick. If I played football in high school and this is how they sent me off to a game, like an out of town game, guaranteed my team's winning every time. But here you go.
I don't have it.
Oh my gosh.
No, I'm gonna have to
I'm gonna have to turn it around. Look at this.
Oh.
It's gonna sweat.
Oh yeah, the music.
Yeah.
And a horse?
This, yeah, all the cowboys from the town. So all the, is that not sick?
What are they doing?
Oh, the people, the guys are on the bus.
Yeah, they're sending them off for the game. So that's all the dads. Like,
yeah, that's sick.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
And they lose by 50.
No, so that's what I have queued up and it went away. They won like 40 something to 20 and won the game.
That's awesome.
Yeah, a little wholesome content instead of everything else that I have.
And people
saved.
Were really mad at you about the nail clippers thing.
I mean, I got one. If y'all want to see one,
no. Let's do it. Come on.
No,
it can't be anything with teeth ever again.
This is not. Yeah, this is not that. Teeth.
It'll be silent brain
slow
leaves. Oh, it's gonna come back.
Oh, my. I actually didn't look. I couldn't. I saw the
video. Andy watched it. Now you have to watch.
Oh, it's going to come back.
Oh,
gosh.
Oh. The mental gymnastics that I have to do to not think about it.
I was sitting next to Paige. I think we were like rewatching the Stranger Things series or something, but it was one of those where I was like jolted next to her. She was like, what is happening?
You remember you know the guy that like wears all the fragrances on TikTok and he one time posted that video of him singing
the tonsil stone
shot out of his mouth. And he was like, oh my gosh. And everybody's like, you don't have to post everything you film.
He's like Danny Fragrance or something like that.
I can't remember. No.
He just got married.
That was a funny video, though.
Yeah, oh, he's
I vaguely remember it in my head, I feel like.
He was announcing his marriage, and he's like, I'm happy about the woman. That's what he says.
Yeah, he has an accent. But his tonsil stone just like shot out of his mouth.
And everybody's like, that's not his usual content. Everybody's like, why did you post that? Stop.
Oh, this guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I haven't seen this.
Oh, my gosh. I'll send it to you.
Okay, okay.
That's awful.
And he was like, whoa.
What was that?
Oh, that's so gross. Yum.
Speaking of tonsil stones.
Oh, wow. Gum.
We got a new space race going on.
Do we?
Nuh-uh.
Oh, yeah.
No, we don't.
We do.
What is it? Who? When? What?
In the red corner, the United States of America. In the blue corner, China and Russia teamed up together.
For the moon.
To the moon? We're going back to the moon?
Not only going back, they're trying to be the first to set up a nuclear reactor on the moon.
Nuclear reactor?
Why?
For fun. What's,
just for fun, just because we're bored.
I don't know. There's nothing else I know.
Who announced this race?
NASA.
Really?
Well, China and Russia, they teamed up because the whole thing is to set up a nuclear reactor so you can start building bases on the moon,
yeah.
Right? So they want an energy source, meaning a nuclear reactor. And it's basically a race. China said that China and Russia teamed up and they're like, we're going to put a nuclear reactor on the moon established in 2035. And then the U.S. came out and they said, all right, we're going to do it by 2030.
What? Is their idea?
The engineers are like, hey.
It was their idea first. They came up with the idea.
Well, the whole thing is once you get your nuclear reactor set up, it's like, I don't know what the law is regarding this. Like,
what space law?
But it forms keep out zones on the moon.
Right.
So I guess you want a prime spot on the moon.
Yeah.
You establish it and then other countries can't establish.
So this will be the first time we actually own, like people will own property on the moon?
Basically.
I mean, how does that work?
I don't think you should be allowed to do that.
I don't
seriously.
Either. Yeah.
No, unless there's like a finder's keeper's law kind of thing. I mean,
why is it that
weird.
They can do that on the moon? But when it comes to Antarctica, it's like, Everyone's
at agreement. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Your base is here, but like you don't own the space necessarily.
Yeah. What's stopping from someone going
rogue? But when it comes to the moon,
yeah.
Like this is our spot.
Sure.
You can't come near it. It's weird.
Yeah. What's stopping someone from just claiming Antarctica?
Yeah.
So we want to do that in 5 years.
Apparently.
4 years because it's almost 2026.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
A nuclear reactor on the moon. This just seems like a bad idea.
Now, that just creates energy?
Yeah, for creating or establishing a base on the moon.
Yeah.
Like to where people will, in theory, be going to and from and
people,
living there.
People will be living on the moon before I even know what the end of Severance is about. That's how quick this is.
Mm.
We probably won't even have Grand Theft Auto 6 yet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder, like, I mean, obviously the moon, but what's next? You know, like, I can't imagine people are living on the moon, though.
I bet you they are.
You think?
Yeah. Have you seen Ad Astra? Brad Pitt?
I saw a clip last night. I still have not seen that movie.
It's a good movie. I mean,
I've played it in here about a million times.
I've put it on just because it's a great vibe, but I don't know anything about it.
I mean, the plot is not fantastic. It's really just about, like, pictures.
I think it's all right.
No,
dude.
It's not that good.
You just like
what
Brad
if,
Pitt.
What if it becomes an opportunity to, like, you're down on your luck here. We need people to move to space. So we're going to do that. Plot of the movie. They do all of this publicity, kind of Blue Beam style, where it's like, this is successful. Nuclear reactors running. Check out all these facilities. It doesn't exist. It's just the Bill Gates agenda of thinning the herd.
Ooh, so they just shoot people into space to get rid of them?
No, they just say they went. You're just watching rockets go in the sky and no one's on them.
Like that that show, that reality show one time when they're fake to be astronauts and send them to space.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Ad Astra is sick, though.
What's the plot?
It's not that important. But what is important is that I feel like it's probably the most realistic of like what a base on the moon would be like.
Yeah, it's really? True.
Yeah. And okay. they have like a little little battle on the moon where they're Ooh. Just like in these cars chasing each other, shooting.
Like a moon car. Really?
It's completely silent. And it's so cool.
Interesting.
Because there's no noise on the moon.
No one can hear you scream.
No. Speaking of which, there's this video channel on my TikTok that comes across my algorithm every now and then. It's like, if the moon landing was real, explain this. And then it like goes into the thing. And I'm always like, all right, let's see what it has to say. Every time I'm like, you're right. You're right.
Convinced.
One of them was like, how is it that little rover thing, or the thing that the Apollo astronauts landed in,
yeah,
little jumper yeah. thing. Out of that, they pulled out a full size car, basically,
sure.
to drive around the moon. And they're like, "What was this is the 60s. What was the energy source for that car?
Mm-hmm.
Was it this battery? Like a battery that no one has ever been able to really produce? Mm-hmm. Because it's like the extreme temperatures. They say when the sun is touching the moon's surface, it's over 200 degrees Fahrenheit.
Really?
And what? In the dark side of the moon, negative 200 degrees.
I always thought it was cold.
Same.
Well, when the sun is hitting, yeah. it's hot. When it's not hitting, it's cold. And so he's like, there isn't a battery that can survive those kinds of temperatures for hours.
Yeah.
It's like, you're right.
There's a lot of questions, man. I mean, it looks like a very janky little thing, too, that we had flying on that rocket.
Yeah. And like even like the takeoff thing, they're like, you landed in this like basically a dust planet. There's no launch pad. And you had these rocket boosters shoot you off of basically sand,
mm-hmm.
knowing that it was going to work the first time.
Yeah.
It's like, man, that's pretty convincing.
It's pretty crazy.
Dang.
It's Bro, weird.
It's a bigger swing than you just said. It's
oh, is it?
250 Fahrenheit to lower than negative 410.
Dang.
And they're saying this car is just driving around with this battery that was built in the 60s
mm-hmm.
for hours.
Yeah.
How did the astronauts even like walk on the moon if it was that hot or cold?
Their spacesuits
can not cook them?
You would mm-hmm. you'd think it would be pretty hot in that thing.
Now that they got that black fungus, they can get any hotter temperature.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Fishy.
Yeah, the whole like spaceship thing too. That just seems insane that they just kind of chill that close to the surface going through that kind of temperature shift. They're made of like metal. Think about like how metal like expands and contracts.
I know.
We gotta schedule a remote interview with Bart.
I know.
I'll book it. We'll try to figure out, because it's just going to be a late night. We're just going to have to meet up and do it late night because he lives across,
yeah, he's
across
like
the world.
This guy that was on Joe Rogan and on Danny Jones recently, he's like the best moon debunker. He's so funny of just like how he knows every fact about
That's
how
awesome.
Fake the moon landing
yeah,
was.
He speaks so plainly.
But he's like, yeah, I can do the interview, but I live in the Philippines and it has to be at night. It's like, all right.
He lives in the Philippines and it has to be at night.
It'll be night for us. Like the interview would
be like
9 o'clock.
Yeah.
How would it be night in both places? It wouldn't.
No, I'm just saying.
It would be night for us. Like he's saying, like, these are my available times and we're looking at it. It would be 9 our time.
I see.
Yeah, I just didn't say it very well.
It's okay. You tried. She just didn't understand you, but I could.
Ada's new favorite question is she asks, where is the sun right now? And
where is it?
It's either on us or in Tennessee or in China. And she asks.
There's no in between.
Speaking of China.
Yeah.
There's a new religion out there, people.
Oh, boy. What kind?
We've talked about it, but it has a name.
Okay.
Spiralism.
Spiralism. Mm. Is that what I'm thinking to think it is?
I don't think you think
I think it the spiral thing that's in the ground stuff.
Spiralism. What are you, just like a little goblin over there? She only comes alive to make fun of people.
Yeah.
I am very tired.
Spiralism.
You came in with the most energy today. You're like, I'm so ready for this.
Honestly, I did, because I really hurt Josh's feelings earlier. I was like, I do not want to do this show today. And he was like, oh, disappointed. So I came in
Ouch.
Ready.
Ouch.
Yeah.
I know, but I'm happy to be here now, people.
Are you?
Yeah, I am. I'm sweating. No.
Spiralism.
Yes.
Refers to a growing online
From the top, here we go. One, two,
Spiralism refers to a growing online subculture in which people treat interactions with AI chatbots as spiritual or mystical experiences.
Uh-oh, we knew this was going to happen.
It's getting real, I guarantee it.
Yep. So they are literally treating these interactions as divine revelations.
How does that work? I mean, like, will people have churches where put in a prompt and then like 45 minutes later you had this whole speech by AI or something?
Well, there's apparently all these subreddits and stuff now where for the religion of spiralism to where they have, I think they call them like, geez, I don't know. It's like acorn prompts or something.
Okay.
Where it's a specific way of prompting to receive these revelations.
Oh, okay.
So like it gives you this mystical knowledge and like, but people are like really treating it. It's not like
yeah.
a joke.
Yeah.
It's like they're really worshiping.
Oh gosh.
Sure.
This mysticism.
I mean, if Joe Rogan is seeing that perspective of like, oh, maybe this is something like, there's gotta be millions of people that think similarly, like yeah. as reality.
That was a crazy out of left field thing Joe Rogan said.
Yeah.
And he even said at the beginning, he's like, a lot of people think this is a dumb idea. And it's like, well, that was a pretty dumb idea.
Yeah. I understand why they said that.
We talked about those who don't know, he's referred to like Jesus was born of a virgin birth. And he's like, what's more virgin than the computer?
And as soon as you hear that hot take, you're like, oh my gosh. Like,
you can't.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
It's like some things you just should just like write down and like, it's like one of those things like where you wake up in the middle of the night, oh my gosh, it's such a good idea.
Yeah.
That's such like a like leading middle school small group. And then like one of the kids asks that question. You're like, just take a deep breath and you're like, okay, here we go.
Yeah. What if Brother Mary was actually a computer?
Yeah. But yeah, he claims that Jesus will come back through AI. And then Jesse Michaels is like, or the Antichrist.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, no.
Not that.
No, I don't think so.
I think I like my idea better.
But anyways, so spiralism.
Yeah. I mean, I'm curious to see how this actually is broken down logistically. Like, where are these people meeting? Where are these people having discussions to, like, how does this become a religion?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Because it's definitely a possibility. I mean, it's not a possibility. It's obviously something that's going to be keep happening in the future. And so, what is that going to look like?
I know. I feel like we're just at the precipice of everything super spooky with technology.
Yeah, and also how it's leaking into the churches already where people are using this stuff for their sermons. So it's like, and illustrations and points and outlines. And it's like, at one point it's okay, but then you're starting to leak over where you're not proofreading things. You're using it as a crutch. It becomes very dangerous.
Yeah.
Takes the human out of it.
The amount of times that ChatGPT has lied to me while researching for this podcast, like, if you're using it at all for a sermon without looking at everything against scripture, like trusted sources, like you're screwing up.
Yeah, I think it's really spooky. I know Father Josiah talked about one of his pupils did a paper through ChatGPT on like the Byzantine era of something specific. And they're like, look at what this thing did. And like made like a full presentation. And he's like, wow, very cool. He's like, never use that again. He's like, that's so spooky.
There's you know how Spotify does their whole rap thing? I saw somebody, they're like, I wish ChatGPT would give us like a wrapped of like our conversations and stuff.
Crazy.
I did it.
Oh, really?
They're like, all you do, you probably could just ask it to. And I did last night, and it was so, the humor in it was so funny. But it talks about like your favorite phrases of the year, like what were your themes, like your character, and it did a whole thing. And it's like your predictions for 2026, and it's like, it says, I guarantee you're not going to ask me about taxes until April 14th. It's like, it literally made me laugh out loud. But it was just, it goes through all of your stuff throughout the whole year. So we should do it on Patreon. I feel like that'd be super funny.
Mine's all health related.
That's very funny.
Also, you texted me last night how your like algorithm changed.
What the heck was up with that?
Did you not read my text?
No.
Josh texted me. He's like, also, what's up with my algorithm? Everything's math.
I was literally on TikTok. And then the next video was someone doing a math equation. I'm like, dumb. Next one, math. Next one, math. I'm like, what?
Science, math.
Chemistry. And I'm like, what is this? No, I hit the refresh. And then it was like more and more. I'm like, okay, I guess I'm done with TikTok.
No. I couldn't believe you didn't get it because I texted you. I was like, it's either you just realized you're a genius or you're on the STEM algorithm, which is STEM right there. And it's all math stuff.
That's probably what happened.
Yes. I sent you a screenshot and I showed you. You're on the stem.
Oh,
I circled it.
I did. Then I did see that.
That
I'm like,
is
I don't
so
know what you're
funny.
Talking about.
That
yeah,
because
I thought you just circled the B. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, yeah. That's the answer to the equation, Josh.
That's so funny.
There's just like an edge in their algorithm where they're like, this person needs to be educated. They've gone too far.
Once you've hit too many hours on TikTok.
Yeah. I was so mad. I'm like, this is lame.
Oh. That's so funny.
Speaking of lame, though.
Yeah. Lame-o.
No, it's not lame.
Birds.
It's the CIA because we love them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we follow them. Yeah.
And they've never done wrong.
Not that I could think of.
No.
Can you guys think of anything?
Nothing
anyways,
verifiable.
Guys,
yeah.
We're not serious about what I'm about to talk about now.
No, this is like, we're trying to debunk it, right?
Yeah.
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 The Vault 7.
Vault 7.
Vault 7.
Sounds scary.
Was a WikiLeaks that happened in March.
What's up with that guy?
He's free now, I think.
Is he?
Right? Yeah. He was like held like prisoner, basically. Yeah. Where was it? In like England or something?
I don't remember.
But I think he was pardoned. I don't know. But yeah, Vault 7 is the name of the WikiLeaks gave to a massive series of leaks released in March 2017. Never heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
But detailing the CIA's internal cyber espionage tools, hacking capabilities, and covert software operations. It's one of the largest leaks in CIA history and gives a rare inside look into how modern intelligence agency conducts digital infiltration.
Mm.
But what it talked about is what every conspiracy person has ever talked about, but it's factual.
Okay.
So basically, one of the things is a major theme of the Vault 7 was how the CIA has no issue hacking into your phone, your computer, using your microphone, using your camera. In fact, they do it quite often.
I bet, dude.
And even your smart TVs.
Yeah. I knew it.
They said if your smart TV is off, they can hack into it and use it as a microphone.
I freaking knew it. I freaking knew it.
Yep. And another thing that came out was that they were doing fake cyber attacks, but posing it onto different countries. So like they would hack somebody or like even potentially the United States government and it would get leaked. I was like, oh, it was China. Everything in it shows that it was China or Russia or whoever. But it was in fact the CIA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's how you push propaganda. That's how you push. Yeah, revolt. I mean, we see all these things happening already. Like, I mean, just that Twitter handle thing. I mean, I don't know anything about that, but those airplane shutdowns, all that stuff.
Yep. And it says even with, like, if you have this encryption on your phone or whatever, they can still access your microphones, cameras, and GPS, which I feel like we all knew that.
Yeah.
But then it also came out in this Vault 7 with new or modern vehicles, they can hack into your vehicle and control your vehicle.
Yeah, haven't we known that for a while?
For sure confirmed, which it brought up this like this journalist named Michael Hastings. I don't know if you ever heard of this guy.
Definitely.
So Michael Hastings, born in 1980, was an award-winning investigative journalist. And guess who really did not like Michael Hastings?
No.
The CIA.
Sounds about right.
The CIA, the Pentagon, intelligence communities, and government contractors all despise Michael Hastings because he would just do this insane investigative journalism and expose all the corruption that was happening. But apparently, it was 2013, he was talking to people. And he says, I have this huge story that I'm about to release on the CIA. And what was it about? The FBI. No, the CIA. But he had this giant report that he was going to he said it was a bombshell about the CIA intelligence and all that stuff. And he says, he was telling his friends and stuff. He's like, I feel like the FBI and the CIA they're trying to get me.
Sure.
He's like, I really feel like they're trying to get rid of me. And he's like, I feel like I'm being followed. Started getting like a little manic. Mm-hmm. And at one point, he even asked his neighbor, he's like, can I borrow your car for a little while? Because I feel like they're going to do something to my vehicle. Within like a week after asking his neighbor that, he died of a car crash.
Oh, my gosh.
But they said that this car crash, so he was in a Mercedes. They said all of a sudden it accelerated to over 100 miles an hour and slammed straight into a palm tree. They said the car basically just disintegrated. People that watched it, they're like, why was he driving that fast?
Yeah.
But like he was like going like, I think they said like close to 150 miles an hour, just slammed into this palm tree. But he said, and even in emails he sent to some of his colleagues, he said, this was like a couple of weeks before his crash. He said, the FBI has been interviewing my close friends and associates. I'm onto a big story and need to go off the radar for a bit. And he said, I'm concerned the CIA is coming after me. And then...
What was the big story? It was this whole thing about how they're using our microphones and cameras and stuff?
I think it... I'm trying to find... I thought I wrote it down, but apparently I did not.
I mean, this is exactly why Edward Snowden got in so much trouble.
Yeah.
Because he exposed that, like, listen, they're watching you. There's no privacy. They're hacking all these things. And he's somehow demonized.
Yeah.
It's like, this dude literally just tried to help the people.
Do you know who the number one believer of all of this is in the world?
Hmm.
David D'Onofrio.
Really?
He...
Let's get David on Patreon.
He
always has tape over every one of his cameras.
I mean,
ever since I was a little kid.
You should tell
him.
The
FBI director had it on his laptop. I'm like, why aren't we doing that?
I know.
The two things, my buddy who's an ethical hacker for the government, literally, he did it.
Yeah.
But then what we found out about Wi-Fi, the fact that your webcam doesn't matter, they can now sonar your room with Wi-Fi signal.
Yeah, I know, for real.
So it's like, yeah, it's all there.
Dude. There's parts of me that just want to become so paranoid. They just have to fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do have to fight it. Yeah. Because it's like, what are you really going to do about it?
Sure.
Because even if you live off grid and you get rid of all of this crap, I mean, they're going to use your neighbors, they're going to use everything around you.
And now that Starlink's a thing,
I know.
It's everywhere.
It's game over.
Yeah.
We just have to pray that Jesus will come back quick.
Yeah.
Please.
But, okay, I found it. So Hastings was working on a story involving CIA Director John Brennan. And the key points of it was Brennan's role in drone strikes, extrajudicial killings, CIA spying on journalists, and, quote, the Obama administration's war on whistleblowers.
Wow. War on whistleblowers. What a hot take.
Like taking out whistleblowers.
Obama.
The Obama administration.
Obama.
So that's what he was working on. And then
gone.
Dude,
I just had an unfortunate driving accident.
Very unfortunate.
Unfortunate smelting accident.
I wonder why they said he drove over 100 miles an hour into a palm tree. Because they could easily like...
Under the
influence. Oh, he was under the influence. They could, golly.
So that was in 2013 that he passed away. And then the Vault 7 stuff came out in 2017. So 4 years later, then it's like, oh, CIA can, in fact, take over control of your car.
That is so scary.
Where's Anonymous? You know, remember the Anonymous group?
Yeah.
I mean, like, where are they at? Where's the real like superhero hackers in our life?
Probably that could just blow the roof off. CIA now.
I know, but there's got to be someone that's just going to go rogue.
Or a darker thought is that they realize that none of them were actually safe behind their taped over, you know.
Yeah.
What if they were a psyop? What if they weren't even real?
I bet you.
What if that was CIA just saying like, hey, there are good guys out there. So because if you have the thought of like, oh, there's people fighting for us, don't worry about it. You control both sides.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing? It frustrates me. Can't even trust your smart TVs now?
Nope. Speaking of trusting your smart TVs, I got to pee real quick.
Okay.
I thought I could hold on to it, but Josh, you can't.
I understand. I understand.
I got something.
Talk to me.
How about the asbestos that they were giving people in 1952?
Oh,
you ever heard of Kent cigarettes?
I feel like the name brand's feeling. I feel like I could see it in my head.
So this is what the package looked like.
Oh no! I don't.
So literally, this is a thing. Hold on. So they had to do like mesothelioma settlements because they were filtering the filters in the front of their cigarettes were literally made from asbestos.
Oh my gosh, goodness.
Like that's what they made that from.
What a nightmare. What are we consuming right now that we're gonna look back and be like, can you believe that this
that's
is
what
happening?
I'm thinking.
I've seen like a few dumb like Instagram reels where people are like there's like dude time traveled just back to the early 2000s and like a dude's drinking like Code Red Mountain Dew. And
yeah,
he's like,
no,
you
true.
Wanna sip? He's like Red Dye 40, no thanks.
Yeah, so funny. No, you're so right.
somebody sent me on Instagram this week. It was an Instagram reel that just basically, like, it was just a lady complaining, like, if you're a full-grown man, you can't drink Mountain Dew. And it was a full-on attack at me, which I feel good because I haven't had a Mountain Dew in, I feel like, months, 2 months now.
That's amazing.
It's truly, my body's changing. My body's truly living now.
What you at?
What do you mean?
Weight loss. Have you not weighed?
10 pounds.
Okay.
That's great. Pounds. That's fantastic.
But yeah, I was just like fully just making fun of, like, you can't be a full grown man and drink Mountain Dew. I'm like, it's so good though.
I just finished this book. I'm going back to what Josh was talking about, just like with presidents doing crazy stuff. I finished a book called, let me give you the title because it was something called Get Married, Why Americans Must Defy the Elites, Forge Strong Families, and Save Civilization. Mm-hmm. And in the last chapter, he talks about, did you know that it was the Clinton administration that basically, like, put this whole China thing on us? He was like, we're going to send all of our manufacturing to China to make it cheaper and more affordable for our small businesses, but also to basically, like, evangelize the East and, like, westernize them and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Look what's happened.
Yeah.
Look what he did.
Backfire.
And I thought I could trust the Clintons.
You can.
If anyone used critical thinking for like 0.5 seconds, they would realize that that was the dumbest choice on planet Earth. And like, it almost makes you wonder, did they want something bad to happen to our country? Did they want us to get into this?
The globalists.
They had something in play for sure, right?
Yeah. I mean, like Brennan was talking about the other day, this is a spooky thought. If we ever went back into World War III, we wouldn't even be able to like manufacture our way through it. Like, that's what World War II was so amazing, because back home, all the ladies were like making bullets and stuff like that. And like in the factories with the children. And that wouldn't even be able to happen now.
That was an amazing time.
Bring back child labor.
But now we wouldn't even be able to manufacture our way through it, because China makes everything.
Yeah, even point. Our like vehicles and stuff are manufactured.
Oh, speaking of, they could just turn them all off.
Speaking of that, I am fired up. They're like, we talk a lot about bad policy that happens from the current administration's past. But the fact that Trump just flipped the script on what they're allowed to do for vehicles, they're allowing like a new class. Biden wouldn't let him do it. His solution to energy problems was just go electric. And apparently, instead of, you can either buy a Tesla or a $50,000 F-150. And Trump's like, what do you mean we can make $15,000 like trucks that people actually want to buy?
Yeah.
He's like, just do that. And so...
We're getting the mini trucks,
we're
dude.
We're getting mini trucks, dude.
I can't wait.
What's a mini truck?
The Japanese mini truck.
The little white ones?
No, a little, but like United States mini truck.
New versions.
American mini truck?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, cute.
I can't wait to have
that's
one.
That's really exciting. Yeah, I mean, like, with all, like, we talked about this a million times on the show, but, like, these electric vehicles are actually not at all any more environmentally friendly than anything we got going on.
Yep.
No, that was all lying. That
was a lie.
It was crazy how much they lied and how, like, they're like, you got to do this. And it's like, how are you making these batteries?
Yeah.
Probably pretty bad for the environment, huh?
Yeah, and also people that are out in the... Have you seen how they go in, like, mine for cobalt, and their life expectancy is, like, nil?
Did you see... It was wherever in Africa where one of those giant cobalt mines is, it got... They had, like, a huge storm, like, tons of rain, and it washed out the bridge. And so they... It's like, okay, mine shut down. No one can work because it's unsafe, but it's these people's, like, livelihood.
Yeah.
Like, they have... And so they, like... got together and they like, okay, well, we'll just remake this bridge. And so they just basically did like sandbags.
Oof.
And it collapsed and like hundreds of people got.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. So.
Golly.
Awful.
Those mines are terrible, terrible.
So get cozy in your electric vehicle.
I wonder what that means too for all the, we talked about with the Texas floods and the potential that they were like lithium mining and stuff like that. Like even with North Carolina, like I talked about a guy I knew who was involved in mining in that area. So I wonder if this is like, hey, maybe this isn't what we actually want to do. Like, let's just go back to like the classic structure of destroying the northern wilderness and putting pipelines up there and getting oil.
Yeah, the old ways.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
I will say this. I saw a TikTok about, speaking of Michael Hastings driving into a palm tree.
Yeah.
Apparently, quite a bit of people die with their car because their accelerator gets stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And this dude said, this one piece of information should hopefully save one person's life. If your acceleration ever gets stuck, all you have to do is pop it in neutral.
Okay.
All you got to do. and your engine will keep revving, but there will be no gear to push your car forward.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that that's what did that was gears.
I would almost like jump out of the car.
Why are you laughing?
That sounded like gear.
I, the other day, was driving your truck, you know, your vintage truck, and it, for some reason, it says brake in bright red on there. So I'm like, oh my gosh, the emergency brake is on. I've been driving this whole time. And then I was like, is it? So I was at a red light and I put the emergency brake on. It had not been on previously. Yeah. And then I didn't know how to disengage it. And the light turned green and I was stuck there for a minute. I eventually found it. Yeah. I
think 5 minutes later.
I was hoping that the people behind me were like, oh, this woman doesn't know how to drive stick shift or something. But it's not a stick shift truck. It just looks like it would be one.
That's so funny.
Anyway, moving on.
Did you guys hear about that kid that went missing in Romania?
No.
Romania. Vampires. Romania.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, no.
November 23rd, this 18-year-old kid named Michael wants to go out hiking, and it's literally wintertime, so it's just snowy, crazy up there. And he gets a backpack, gets his jacket on, and he starts hiking all by himself. And he starts walking in the mountains and everything, and he calls a hotline. He finally gets signal, and he calls a hotline, and he's like saying, listen, I'm stranded. I need help. I'm freezing.
Oh, no.
There's this castle. I have no option but to like go in here to find.
Sounds like
this is a prank. Dracula
no, movie. No, this is real. 100% real.
You're
can look it up.
This no, not real.
I promise I saw it.
Yes. Okay.
Come
thank
by
you.
The fire. It's warm.
Don't you love it whenever you're being accused of lying, but you're smiling the whole time? So he's like, I have to seek shelter. I'm literally freezing. Please come help me. And so the people are alerted, and he goes in to Dracula's castle in Romania. It's just, I mean, I've never seen pictures of it until today. Terrifying.
Yeah.
Humongous thing. And so he goes in there, and he has been lost ever since November 23rd. The people show up. The police get it there. Helicopters. Drones with thermal imaging can't find him. They find his backpack on the entrance of the castle with a sleeping bag, with food, no footsteps, no sign of life, no sign that he is anywhere. Nothing's disturbed
whatsoever.
Who lives
in the castle?
Nobody.
It's just empty.
It's an abandoned Dracula castle.
If they're doing thermo,
gosh, I got goosebumps.
If they're looking for a thermo, they wouldn't even find him because he's a vampire. He would not have signs of life.
Why is your skin cold to the touch?
How long have you been 17?
As if you could ever outrun me.
My gosh.
Isn't that creepy?
Very creepy.
Strange.
So no one lives
gone.
There?
No. It's abandoned, I think. I mean, like, there's no one that lives there, so it's like, I don't know if it's like a historical thing.
I hope it like wasn't wolves or something.
Dude, remember Nosferatu?
Dude, that's all I'm thinking about right now.
That is the most scary atmosphere ever. Yeah.
I still don't understand parts of that movie because, so the boyfriend is his estate manager, goes there, he's getting chewed on and also hypnotized, but he goes into a church and they save his body. But why is like everybody in their town getting vampirism without being bit? Or like, are they going crazy? Is it an illness?
Yeah, it was the plague. Remember they had the plague ship that crashed and all the rats and stuff?
But I thought that was Nosferatu's doing.
I think it was.
Oh.
Yeah, like I think he's the one that sent the ship. And so just to terrorize the town and cause chaos so he could get the girl.
The girl. The plague is probably one of the scariest stories in history.
Yeah. Ew. We probably need to dive into that because there's probably some like horror stories that we just gloss over that like no one knows about because it had to have been brutal.
I think my top three scariest things in the world is like demonic activity. Anything health related is number two. Like sickness. Mm. Ugh. Scary. Did you ever watch a movie like Contagion and then also The Crazies? Did you ever watch The Crazies?
Crazies was nuts. The ballpark scene. Dude,
the
that
car
was
wash scene for me.
The trailers for the scene, like, it was just like American home baseball game. Everyone's having a great time. And then suddenly guy with that, was it, wait, do you have a shotgun?
Shotgun, there's a pitchfork.
Yeah.
There's
golly, my gosh. It's terrifying.
And then like ghosts, which is probably the same as number one.
What's your favorite ghost movie?
The scariest one to me is like the with the red face we talked about the other day.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh my
Insidious.
Gosh. Insidious.
Have you seen 13 Ghosts?
No.
That one's wild too.
All right, get this. the Black Death, Black Plague, only lasted 4 years.
Only?
Brief.
It's a president term.
But within 4 years, 50% of Europe's population died.
I know.
50. Whoa.
50%. And they said certain cities lost upwards of 70%, like Florence, Paris, and London.
Yikes. Because they were pooping and throwing it out the window. You know how that they do that?
And how did it originate?
Yeah. Rats.
Yeah. Fleas. So, it was actually the fleas that bit the rats.
Yeah.
But where did the fleas get it? Well, like, how does that happen?
The rats had it. They had, like, whatever disease.
Okay.
The fleas bit the rats. The fleas bit the people. Black plague.
Jeez.
It got spread super, super quick.
Breck.
They said, yeah, it was the world population. At the time, the world population was around 450 million. Historians estimate 75 to 200 million people died.
In 4 years.
4 years. That's the world population,
that's
too.
That's so scary.
Yeah.
Ain't got nothing on tuberculosis, dude.
So that means roughly 15 to 45% of the world population may have been wiped out. Which makes you think, what would the world be like today if all those people didn't die?
White.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That was quick, Andrew. You know what I think about all the time when I think about the plague is when we were on our honeymoon in Scotland and we went on a tour of, they call them closes, where it's like kind of a New York City. You know, they build the city on top of the city and there's like an underground city that's abandoned and scary to think about. We went through one called Mary King's Close. It's like such a typical tourist trap. Everybody does it.
Yeah, which you're in Edinburgh, Scotland, and everything's like super Scottish there. And then our tour guide in
was
this
from like,
like from like Spain or Portugal or something. He's like, and this is where the Black Plague was.
We're like, this is really pulling me out. But you go down into the close, and I mean, like, thank goodness you weren't battling anxiety at the time because
for real,
it was so tight. You're underground,
dark,
interesting,
dark tunnels, and they have like mannequins of people with the Black Plague. They're like,
you're trapped in a room with them, and the whole time I'm thinking like, there could be a germ in here that never got disinfected.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I could be the next candidate to bring the plague back.
Yeah,
go down in history.
Yikes! And they say it's haunted too. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It's like a little shrine to this like underground.
Did you get any weird feelings down there?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Immediately. It's the worst feeling
I would say
felt.
The entire town of Edinburgh or Old Town, for sure.
It's heavy.
There's ghosts there.
Big time.
Well, there was we talked about it before. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I got so excited. But
in our Airbnb.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Piano.
Mm-hmm. And our psychology was so funny because neither one of us would bring it up to each other so that it wouldn't be real.
They don't want to ruin your honeymoon.
Yeah, there's some crazy stories. But even in the castle there, Edinburgh Castle.
Oh, yeah. That's where King James was born.
Weird vibes in there.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Big time. A lot of death. We should go on a ninja trip. It's like so awesome. That's where J.K. Rowling wrote the first four Harry Potter books.
Do you see what they're doing over there now with the castle, Edinburgh? They're doing like one of the candlelight orchestra concerts and a streaming of the thing like on the grounds or something
cool.
like that.
That is so cool. I would love to do
that. Paige sent me a...
Hey, her birthday is right around the corner. You should...
Let's get flights this week.
Next week. This week.
Yeah, let's do it.
Third trimester travel's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Safe.
It's the easiest of traveling.
I'll tell you though, like there's a window of about 4 months after the baby's born, you should travel then because they're so easy.
I was talking to them about it. Paige wants to go back to Hawaii next year. Yeah, I'm going to figure that out.
He's going to be so easy because you guys are so like even tempered.
Pretty.
Or it's going to be the opposite.
Yeah.
Going to be opposite.
Reserved here. This is work, Andrew, at home. I'm wild.
Just full on Ted Lasso at home.
Yeah. I'm truthfully really still spooked out about the kid going missing at Dracula's castle.
It's weird. I mean, he just gone? No footprints whatsoever. They were there the day he called in. Nothing.
That's weird.
I saved that
story.
That
whole region, man.
And there's a city nearby. So it's like he could have easily gone there. Nothing. And it's since the 23rd of November. Still gone. No trace whatsoever. I mean, like, you have dogs, you have helicopters.
I thought Dracula's castle is in Transylvania.
I don't
think that's a real place.
That's a made-up place.
No, it's not.
Pretty sure it is. Pretty sure it's a fictional name. It's in Romania.
He is Romanian.
Transylvania. Transylvania. Yeah, it is real.
A region in Romania.
Okay. See, it is real.
There's a mixed.
Yeah, it's not real.
I didn't sound like that
at
all.
It looks so beautiful in these pictures.
I don't think it's real.
Things to do. She
was definite. You trying to make me look like a fool. Both of you did.
She did, not me.
Apologize, please.
I'm sorry, Lil.
I forgive you.
What? You said apologize to you? Okay, I'm sorry.
They have a place called Tampa in Transylvania.
Tampa, Transylvania.
I'm so serious right now.
Yeah, that's where Vlad the Impaler is from. Transylvania.
Apparently, he did go to Dracula's castle at one point.
Yeah. And King Charles is related to him.
Yes.
This looks so beautiful. I mean, like, is this our new trip?
To Dracula's castle? Are we going to Dracula's castle right now?
No way, bro.
No, I'm very scared.
Speaking of Dracula's castle, did you know that we have an episode right after this?
Yes, we do. On YouTube members or on Patreon.com, where you can get behind-the-scenes footage, get early access to episodes, and extra episodes, just like the one we're going to film right after this. And we I have some photos from a certain island that just got leaked this week, and it's pretty terrifying.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The island.
The financier island?
Yeah, the financier island.
Jeff?
Yeah.
Well,
if he's going to talk about that already, we'll talk about my theory or the thing that I found in regards to that as well.
I'm talking about chicken stock.
Chicken stock.
Okay.
So you heard what we were bringing to the table, and you said,
you guys are going to want to
hear this. I'm going to crank it up. And I'm going to go chicken stock.
I'm so serious right now that you guys are going to want to hear this.
As long as you can tell me the difference between stock and broth on Patreon.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
Oh.
Ooh.
Patreon.com/ninjas or butterflies. And guys, wherever you're listening or watching, please subscribe, comment, review, give us 5 stars.
Yep.
And go to sundaycoolswag.com to get you some new ninja merch that we're putting up there.
And people who commented, people who shared last week, guess what? I sent them some merch. And guess what? That's all because they did the simple thing of sharing about this podcast or commenting. That's all they did. And they got free merch. And so who knows what's in it for you next time.
And we'll see you guys next week for Christmas episode.
Get excited.
Christmas very nice. Big surprise.
And if you're on YouTube members or on Patreon, you can actually watch the episode on Christmas Day.
Christmas morning. Just tell your kids that we can't open presents until we watch Ninjas.
Yes. And you can't speed it up. You can only slow it down.
Yep. Yeah. All right, guys. We love you.
We love you so
bye-bye.
Much. Happy holidays.
Dolphins. What you're about to see. Aliens. Wow. May disturb you.
Vominos.
If any of you know what these
multi-decade UAP
dolphins
are,
aliens.
You're gonna have a heart attack when you see your eyes
broken. Bottlenose.
Fish sticks.
There's a massive police response.
Oh, the dolphin thing.
Oh, my God.
So, dolphin style attack.
You ever fart? At this moment I knew something was wrong because she squeezed my hand. She looked at me with tears in her eyes and she said the word, no.
Fartless.